Chapter 26. You steer your X-Wing through the pink Pacific clouds of Bespin. R2-D2 beeps a question at you. You can barely hear him. Before your eyes are your best friends, screaming in pain, writhing under needles and blades, barking with fear and whimpering in horror. R2 asks the question again. C-3PO is with them, you respond. I can sense it. Your X-Wing settles on a deserted landing pad. After scoping it out, to ensure there will be no unpleasant surprises, you help R2 down from his perch at the back of the ship. You consider leaving him behind, for his own safety. But he's a brave little droid, and he could come in handy. Indeed, you haven't gone 3 meters when you reach the door to the landing pad and find that it refuses to open. R2 extends his interface arm and inserts it in the universal computer communication port. You wait. Han and Leia are no longer screaming in your head. Rather, they are silent. Eerily, frighteningly silent. Your palms sweat, and your legs quiver. You try to calm yourself. Fear, you know, is your greatest enemy. Fear leads to the dark side. And yet you cannot control the cold sweat beating on the back of your neck. With a hiss, the door slides open. You sidle into the glassy hallway. The floor shines as your feet sidestep their way down its length. Your back remains in contact with the white wall as you move. Your lightsaber dangles at your side. You'll save that for Vader. You unholster your blaster. Who is here? Suddenly you sense it. It feels like someone has walked into a room where you've been sleeping. You sense him and wake. His presence is like Ben's once was, except inverted. Every feeling you had for your teacher, your mentor, the closest thing you ever had to a father, is flipped. Love is hatred. Peace is fear. The cold sweat has spread, crawling down your back and up your scalp. Vader, who killed Ben. Vader, who killed your father before that. Here, waiting for you. And then, as you look around a corner, you see them. Leia and Chewbacca, with C-3PO tied in pieces to Chewie's back. They are being led by a powerful-looking man with a pencil-thin mustache and a cape, and are surrounded by stormtroopers. Behind the stormtroopers marches a platoon of mining colony security guards. They are all armed. Chewie must have smelled you. He looks in your direction and howls. Not a good plan. A hail of laser fire explodes all around you. You duck behind the corner. R2, hiding in your shadow, is beeping and whirring. You lean out and fire a few laser blasts before ducking back behind the wall. You are breathing hard, but you are surprised to realize none of this scares you. Still, you need to be careful. You don't want to hit the princess. Leia screams, "Luke! Luke!" You pop around the wall again. Aiming a blaster feels different than it used to. You don't have to aim so much. You can feel where the stormtroopers are, as if you were reaching into a box blindfolded and feeling the difference between socks and knives. You fire at the knives. They begin to fall. "Luke!" Leia screams again. "It's a trap! A trap!" As soon as the words are out, Leia is picked up and hurried down the hall. "Go back! It's a..." Doors close, and she, Chewbacca, and C-3PO are gone. You know it's a trap. You've known since Dagobah. And now that you're here, you know you didn't come to save Leia and Han. If you save them, that will be no more than a side effect. You came here because Vader is here. You realize it now. He called you to face him. And you will. Lando leads the stormtroopers away from their melee with Skywalker, striding far out ahead. he's pressing some buttons on a wristband without slowing his pace. In another wing of the colony, his bald manservant's headset lights up. The man's eyes fly open. He presses a button by his temple in rapid, silent code. Suddenly, the stormtroopers aren't following Lando anymore. He feels it. He turns. He smiles. The stormtroopers' hands are in the air, and the platoon of security guards are aiming blasters at their heads.
"Take them away,"
Lando orders the security guards. The stormtroopers are led to a nearby holding cell. Lando turns to Leia.
"Come on, Princess," he says. "Let's get to the east platform. It's not too late to..."
Lando's words are choked off by two enormous paws.
"Chewbacca!"
C-3PO cries, trying to see from his position on the Wookiee's back.
"What are you doing?"
The great Chewbacca is choking Lando. That's what he's doing. He's pushing the gambler down to his knees, squeezing the air from his windpipe.
"Had no choice,"
Lando gasps. Chewbacca squeezes harder. "Oh, we understand," Leia says, bending over him. "You had no choice."
"Chewbacca, trust him! Trust him!"
C-3PO is crying. Leia suddenly lays her hand on Chewie's arm. "Wait, I think he's saying Han." Chewbacca loosens his grip a little. Lando gasps with relief.
"It's not too late to save Han. Bounty hunter, east platform."
Chewbacca lets him fall. Lando is sucking in air.
"That way,"
he points. Chewbacca and Leia stoop to pick up the blasters that the stormtroopers dropped, and then they hurry down the shining corridor. C-3PO calls back.
"I'm terribly sorry about all this. He's just a Wookiee, you know."
Lando drags himself to his feet, grabs a blaster for himself, and follows them, limping and gasping. They haven't gone far when C-3PO sees a familiar form emerging from a doorway.
R2! R2!
Leia stops, turns, and runs back to the little service droid. Chewbacca follows her.
"Oh, turn around!"
C-3PO shouts at him.
"Please! Oh, you big stupid rug!"
Leia bends down to talk to R2-D2. "Where's Luke?" she demands. R2 beeps madly. Lando has just caught up. He's panting.
"He's gone into the freezing chamber,"
C-3PO translates, still flailing and looking in the wrong direction.
"Oh, R2, how could you have left him alone?"
Lando says,
"If we're gonna save Han, this Skywalker will have to fend for himself."
He looks at the princess. Leia hesitates. She squeezes her knuckles with her fingers until her hands have gone white. She is choosing between a pile of diamonds and a pile of gold, and she doesn't know which is which. Finally, she says, "If Luke's in there with Vader, we couldn't help him anyway." Her voice is trembling. "Let's go get Han." The small party, now joined by R2-D2, hurries for the east platform. The door is sealed, and Lando's mad punching of numbers into a keypad yields no results. He curses.
"They've changed the security codes."
But R2-D2 has already begun interfacing with the communication port. Within moments, the door slides open. Lando, Leia, and Chewbacca rush through. R2 rolls after them, beeping at C-3PO.
"What do I care about the hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon?"
The golden droid snaps at him, bouncing up and down with each of Chewbacca's enormous strides.
"We're trying to save Master Han. And what do I always tell you about interfacing with strange computers? You can catch something. Who knows what that computer's been interfacing with recently? Did you even ask?"
As the group emerges into the pink atmosphere of Bespin, they see Boba Fett disappearing into his small, rusty ship, and the hatch swing closed. Lando lets loose a ferocious volley of blaster fire. They all do. No use. They ricochet harmlessly off the spacecraft, like laser balls in one of those laser pinball machines on Melchior 5. Lando, Chewbacca, and Leia stand on the landing pad, furious but impotent, as Boba Fett's ship lifts off the landing pad and swiftly rises into the sweet-smelling clouds, with Han Solo, frozen in carbonite, secure in the cargo hold. For a moment, they just stare. Then Leia says, "I guess our best bet now is the Millennium Falcon."
"Right," Lando agrees, with renewed hope. "She's the fastest ship in the galaxy."
Leia, Chewie, and C-3PO all shake their heads. Lesson Kai. Prepare yourself. Get yourself into a comfortable sitting position. It can be in a chair or on the floor. Get a timer or ask someone to time you. You are going to meditate for 3 minutes. This is the longest I have asked you to meditate. It will not be easy. You will not be able to keep your mind still the whole time. But whenever your mind starts to wander, breathe deeply and think of that thin silver thread of breath going in your nose, to the bottom of your belly, and out again. Don't get mad at yourself. Don't be afraid that you will fail. Just relax and sit and let your thoughts wander away from you, like sheep into a distant field. When you've meditated for 3 minutes, open your eyes. Smile. You have peace. You have compassion. You have patience. And therefore, you have strength. Which is good, because you're going to need it.